Good evening, Phil.
Well, this is fantastic news. I remember speaking on a lovely sunny evening down in Cornwall when the RFU's initial decision had been announced just hours before playing the first leg of the final of the Championship playoff final against the Cornish Pirates. Everyone was stunned, everyone was shocked. Obviously, Welsh went on to win over two legs. This feels like an even greater victory.
Well, thanks for your kind comments, Phil. I must say it does feel absolutely tremendous to have won the appeal. And as we always said we would do, we believed in the fundamental strengths of our case, not only from a legal basis on anti-competition grounds, for example, but also because of the fundamental fairness and justice which we believe we had on our side, if I can put it in those terms, and that you know, that justified us appealing against the decision. And we're delighted that this evening that decision has been vindicated through the decision of the appeal panel.
So what exactly changed their minds?
Well, I think that you know, the RFU has issued its own press release this evening attaching a summary version of the appeal panel decision, and I think if one reads that decision, one can see that there are a number of very interesting points. So the first is that they ruled in favour of London Welsh on the anti-competition grounds I mentioned earlier. Yeah. And I think perhaps even more importantly, recognise that if you win on the field of play, if you win on the pitch, then, you know, there's a reason why you shouldn't be promoted. Of course, we recognise that we have to have top-class facilities in place, but obviously we have that in place at the Sam Stadium. And I think a combination of the facilities and winning on the pitch and the strength of our legal case has demonstrated that the right decision has been reached, and we're absolutely delighted by it.
Which is fantastic. Is this the end now, Blaithen? You don't expect Newcastle to come back in any way, shape or form?
Well, I think that's the question you best ask Newcastle rather than myself, put it that way. I do think we're into, well, come Sunday, we're in July the 1st. We're very keen and enthusiastic and prepared now to knuckle down and prepare for the next season, which after all is only a couple of months away. So we hope we can prepare for that next season in the Premiership without any further distraction.
Which is important now, because obviously the preparation time, I know there have been signings and there have been players released and new players have been brought in, and obviously that work is being done to actually change and alter and improve and strengthen the squad, but it has had an effect on how much work, you know, you've been able to actually clarify, sort of put in place, which is firm, because, you know, we're not being quite sure where you're going to be. It causes a bit of confusion, doesn't it?
Well, I think that's a fair comment, Phil. I think what we can say, when we last spoke before the first leg, which seems like an age ago now, yeah, frankly, but we had two very convincing wins over Cornish Pirates, who are an excellent team. We mustn't forget that last season we played teams like Gloucester in pre-season friendlies and prevailed against them. So I think we have the fundamentals of a very good team in place already to play Premiership rugby. I mean, there may be a few more names, a few additional players we might need to add to that list, but the basics and fundamentals of the playing squad, I think, are already there. So I'm confident that we can, you know, compete with the best on the pitch next season with a team, the players that we already are very fortunate to have in place, particularly with our recent signings. We may need a few more players, but I think the fundamentals are already in place.
And it must have pleased you as well that the rugby family have been very supportive. Obviously, sympathy will be expressed to anyone who gets relegated, but that's what happens when you finish bottom of your division, and those are the rules. But there's been so many people. I've read tweets this evening from you know, people who support Cornish Pirates to people who support rugby teams from across the country, saying that, you know, there's a degree of justice here. This is how it should be, and it's, you know, thumbs up for London Welsh and thumbs up for the sport.
Well, I think that's a very important point, Phil. I mean, it's a victory not just for London Welsh and its players and its supporters, but even more importantly, in some ways, you could say it's a victory for the game, it's a victory for rugby union, it's a victory for sport in general, and for the very principles and ethos which I think we all believe in, and that is the integrity of the game, and that, you know, the competitive spirit of sport should be recognised, and if there's promotion and relegation, well, that should be honoured as well. So I think this is borne out by the tremendous support and encouragement which we've hugely appreciated from across the board, really, not just in rugby, but also in football and other sporting spheres. And if I may say this, from the press and media, who've been tremendously helpful, and that's been a real source of encouragement over the past week. So many thanks to you and to everybody else in your neck of the woods, as it were, for all that you've done to help us.
Well, it's an absolute pleasure. We, you know,